Oh, crap.
The moment when it hits the fan. I'm Meredith Hartley.
I'm Frank Hutchison.
And you're listening to Oh Crap, the Crisis Management Podcast, helping you survive your Oh Crap moments in business and in life. Brought to you by Me Squared. You can learn more at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. Hi, everyone. Today, I'm talking about the number one mistake I see young professionals make when they're the first few years they're out of school. And honestly, it's an epidemic among young 20-something professionals. What I see over and over again, meeting after meeting, is a young professional will be asked a question they don't know the answer to, or they won't get the outcome they want from a product or a sales meeting, and they'll start stretching their answers. And honestly, they're BSing. Kind of on the fly, improvising, and they're coming up with answers. This just happened a little while ago. I had a sales meeting with someone. They wanted me to buy something. And I asked a couple of what I thought were pretty basic questions about their product. And they didn't have any hard data answers. So instead, I got a lot of buzzwords. I got a lot of super amazing and really enthusiastic. She started talking like this, and you could hear the change in her tone, and it was super fuzzy, and it was really friendly, but there was no actual substance in what she was saying. I got a lot of buzz about communicatizing and synergy, and we're amazing, we have all these goals we're going to accomplish. But I was asking for hard data on return on investment. And they just couldn't give it to me. And over again, I would ask questions and I wouldn't get my answers. She'd keep emailing me and I'd ask questions and I still wouldn't get answers. And it's not the only time it's happened. The common thread with all of my experiences is they're usually young professionals who came straight out of school and got hired into a professional position and promoted pretty quickly. So they might be an account executive who's only been out of school for a couple of years. They might become a director of training or something. I mean, by the time they're 25. But these are all young professionals. And the common thread is that they're uncomfortable saying they don't know the answer. I've never heard any of them actually admit, I don't know. And this is a problem because in real life, BSing doesn't win you any points. It doesn't win you any trust. You've got to understand where that training comes from. The bottom line is that all of the skills you learned in college that got you through school will kill you in a business environment. I mean, I went to college. I stayed up too late. I was stressed. I was working two jobs. I didn't always have time to study. And sometimes the professor would call on me in class. I didn't know the answer, but I was smart. I knew how to BS the answer. Same thing with essays. We used to joke and call it the English teacher game, which is where you don't really know the answer. So you pick some small detail. You use a lot of English buzzwords, attach a lot of meaning to it. You stretch it into about two or three paragraphs and boom, you get an A without reading the book. Because you don't know the plot of Grapes of Wrath, but you know that on page 67, a turtle falls into a ditch. And you can make that turtle a metaphor, dang it. Now, Frank is a college professor, so I asked him for his input on the flip side. How do college professors view those kinds of answers? Frank?
I'll say that for myself, I'm not out to kill my students. I don't want to destroy their careers. So when I give an exam or I ask a question in class and I get an answer, I try to find at least what nuggets there are of real understanding or knowledge that the student has.
But they get partial credit.
They get partial credit for that. What I would give them credit for in class or on an exam is what I would fire them for on the job. Because on the job, you got to have results. Business is results driven.
Well, and you're also in school, you are paying the university, you are paying the teachers for your education. But in business, you're trying to convince other people to give you money, which means you have to understand that you need to build trust with them. They will not give you their money. They will not trust you to do work for them if they can't trust what you're saying is true. This leads to the solution. The best thing you can learn to say when you are anywhere in business, but especially if you're a young professional straight out of school. And that's to repeat these words. I don't know, but I'll find out. Say it with me. I don't know, but I'll find out. That is the best answer to build trust and get results because you're admitting the truth so they know they can trust you. Your ego isn't in it. You're willing to say you don't know an answer. And then you go and you find out what the answer is and you follow up with them. so they know not only will you talk straight to them, but they can trust you to follow through on tasks and come back to them. Because what I discover otherwise are these people who can't give me an answer. They keep coming back without doing any other real work or research, and they keep expecting me to just give them my money without any more work on their part. They're just taking another approach. They're not actually trying to solve my problem.
You know, pose that with the story of Charles Young, who was the third African-American ever to attend West Point.
Graduate from West Point. He was the third to graduate.
One of the things was that he was excellent in languages. He learned five languages in the course of his life. But in math and engineering, he was anything but stellar. In fact, he didn't graduate with the rest of his class. He graduated 2 months late because he had to basically make up what he didn't pass in his exams. And the story is told of an exam that he took, and there was a problem that he didn't get. And so they had a board to review his performance. And they asked him the same question. And he gave the proper answer. And they said, well, why didn't you answer the problem correctly on the exam? He said, I didn't know, but I went and I found out what the answer was. That is the attitude that you want. He went on to being the first colonel, African-American colonel, in the United States Army, and this was in the 1800s and the early 20th century.
He graduated from West Point in 1889, and he also helped revolutionize the military intelligence field because he understood the idea of finding out answers, and people knew that they could trust him. He worked hard, and he persevered, and he built trust everywhere he went. And that's a lesson for young professionals. You have to recognize that your school environment is not the same as real life. And yes, BSing a question may get you out of an awkward moment with a professor, but in business, you're going to keep running into the same people over and over again. And you can't BS forever. They can see through you. The best possible answer is always going to be, I don't know, but I'll find out. If you do that, you'll win trust, you'll get a great reputation, and you'll be able to show your best possible work instead of half-assing it every time. Get comfortable with admitting you don't know what you're talking about and get really good at going out and finding answers. Thanks for listening. Hi everyone, it's Meredith. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can get more crisis management and prevention tips and strategies for free at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ME2 space solutions, and you should find our profile. You can also find me on Twitter under my handle, The Quality Girl. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2013 by Hutchison Solutions, LLC. All rights reserved. But no, seriously, folks, no part of this podcast may be reproduced in whole or part without our permission. But we'll be happy to give it to you if you just fire us an email, which you can find on our website. Thank you.